So this week, Vacation Bible School was an exciting week. It was a fun time. We had a great experience. There were 250 kids registered. Carrie, what was our daily kind of average number, like 215 or 220? Okay. So a lot of kids. It was full. It was exciting. It was fun. VBS here is fun. It's huge. It's exciting. I love it. I love it. It's tiring, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. It's such a great experience and a great opportunity for us as a congregation to share the love of Christ with kids from the neighborhood, some of whom we see year after year after year, which is really good. We develop relationships over some time. And some, you know, are brand new every year, and that's also fun. So this year's Vacation Bible School included these Bible buddies. So these characters toward the back of the room. They're inside the Olive Branch worship folder and, well, these cutouts as well up here. And the characters, these Bible buddies, were used each day to reinforce a theme. So Monday's theme was, when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. This is how it worked, and we're going to do this. See, even if you're new to it, it's pretty easy. So you hear the catchphrase, and then along with everyone, you go, Jesus rescues, and you give yourself a nice hug, because it's good. It's comforting to know that Jesus rescues. So when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. Okay, so we got that pretty easy, right? More about that in a few minutes. This year, the story, the theme was rescued by Jesus, this same logo that's up here above my head, shipwrecked. The idea was, here we are, the scene is a shipwreck, we're on this island, and we need to be rescued. So we talked a lot about, you know, what do you need when you're rescued? What do you need if you're stranded? And then how does that apply to us through the things that God does in Jesus? So as we think about that theme, today we're going to look at the story of Zacchaeus. And it's found in Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. So Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He has gone to be the guest of a man who was a sinner? And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. One of the things I got to do, one of the roles I had this year for VBS was to help lead music. So that's why I was up front here leading some actions, helping the kids out. And if you grew up at the same time I grew up, there's a song in your head. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, I don't remember the actions of that part. He said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today. For I'm going to your house today. Some of us remember that song. If not, that's okay. There's not a pop quiz later about what VBS songs are stuck in your head for eternity. But that's a song about this story from Luke chapter 19 about this guy Zacchaeus who was seeking the Savior. And that was, the point of what Zacchaeus does is he is seeking to see who Jesus is. Now, sometimes it's hard to see Jesus. Found this picture. It's kind of funny. Guy at a sporting event holding a sign, and the sign says, The guy behind me can't see. Lauren, that's at Purdue, by the way. So if you look closely at the hat in the lower right corner, it's Purdue University. Lauren went to Purdue, so I guess that's what they do at Purdue. I don't know. I remember going in about probably 2011 or so, Boston. You know the band Boston? They were coming through Oklahoma. They were playing a concert, and Max was old enough, we wanted to take him to this concert, so we got tickets. What we didn't realize as we were buying the tickets, the concert was at a casino. So we took our like 12, 13-year-old son, 14 maybe, I don't know, and we went to the casino to see the concert. Well, the line went actually through the casino as we're waiting to enter where the concert's going to be. And they found us and they said, oh, your son can't be here on the floor of the casino. Even though they had it like, you know, roped off or whatever, so he couldn't get to any of the games. He couldn't be even where they were. So he had to go wait somewhere else, and then we're waiting in the line. The tickets that we bought were the general admission kind. You know those kind of tickets? Because they're cheaper, right? So we figured, oh, it's mostly the sound that we're going for. But it'd be nice to see, too. So the gates open, and we go through the line, and we get to where Max had to wait, and he connects with us. We go in the door, and then we're going, like, quickly, because we want to get up close to that fence thing that they put up to separate the general admission people from the people who overspent or could afford it or chose to, whatever. So we got there and we're like, hey, this will work. We can see just fine. And then there was this guy who was probably this tall and wide, actually, who came through, excuse me, made his way up to the front right by the fence. And, you know, at the time we thought, oh, he must be with the people and we're nice. And so we let him, like, there he is. And that's what we see. And we see the corner of the stage over there, and we see the corner of the stage over there, and we don't see, like, anything else. And here's our teenager who's here at the concert with us. And, oh, darn it. So Max ends up working his way through the crowd to where he could see a bit more than we could. And eventually, you know, how the crowd kind of shifts as you go, and we made it to a place where we could see a bit more too. And it was okay. We heard, and we saw, and we experienced a Boston concert. And it was fun. Sometimes it's hard to see. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he was short. It's not just physical stature, though, that makes it hard to see Jesus. That's what initially made it hard for Zacchaeus to see Jesus. But there's other things that get in the way of seeing Jesus and seeing who he is. Some of those things are what we talked about with the kids in VBS this week. When we're lonely, Jesus rescues, right? When you worry, Jesus rescues. When you struggle, Jesus rescues. These posters are on the walls because they're colorful and everything, but they're also nice cheat sheets for the people up front. I don't have all that memorized. I can read them. Yeah. But those things are real, and they happen to us, and they get in the way, and they make it hard to see. We have struggles, difficulties, hard times. Things that get in the way of seeing God, or we start to think he doesn't hear us, he doesn't care, he doesn't know what's going on in my life. But here, take a look. Take a look with Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus climbed a tree. He climbed the tree in order to see Jesus and ended up seeing more than he expected. Zacchaeus was in Jericho. Word had spread to Jericho that there's this guy. His name is Jesus. He's coming through town, and people are really excited. Zacchaeus thought, I want to get a look. I want to see who he is, what's important, what's special about Jesus. I want to take a peek at him, you know, and I'll go. So he went to the crowd, but the crowd was too large and he was too small and he couldn't see. And maybe he was three or four rows back. So then Zacchaeus, you know, went on ahead and climbed up in the tree in order to get a peek at Jesus as he goes by. And Jesus stopped and addressed him by name, which is the moment that Zacchaeus saw more than he expected to see. He saw Jesus who would know him, and it began a transformation in his life. Because Jesus is more than we expect or imagine. He probably had preconceived ideas of who Jesus is and who's going to pass by and what am I going to expect. And when Jesus stopped and said, Zacchaeus, looking up in the tree, it was one of those mind-blowing kind of moments, right, for Zacchaeus. It began a transformation in his life. And it can begin a transformation in our lives as we take a look at who Jesus is. He won't fit our expectations, our desires, things we imagine about him ahead of time, but we look at him, look at the real Jesus who is revealed in the Word of God, and keep seeking him. So the deal with Jesus is we need to keep seeking him. VBS is 1 week out of the year. There's 51 other weeks. So the hope is that the seeds that get planted through the week of VBS aren't only planted seeds for 1 week that don't get watered and don't start to grow. Sunday is one day in the week. There's six other days. So as we go through the week that we have, it's not just VBS students, it's all of us. As we go through our weeks, we can be in touch with Jesus where he reveals himself in his word. So we would do what it takes to see Jesus, to seek him out. For Zacchaeus, that meant climbing a tree. For us, it would mean connecting with Jesus in his word, in his church, among other believers. Jesus is always with us. We can be in his presence anywhere, but we know him best as we see him revealed in his word. And as we seek Jesus, we learn that Jesus came to seek and to save. Today is about rescue, or this week has been about rescue. And Jesus came to seek and to save. That's an important thing for us to understand and to know. That he came to seek and to save that which was lost. I read this yesterday. This was not originally going to be part of today's message, but it fits so well, I just had to talk about it. There was a young woman who was in her early 20s. She was driving from Portland to Southern California. Did you hear about her? She was down by Big Sur, and her car went off of the road. Now, if you know about what the coast looks like at Big Sur, that's not a recommended method for getting from Portland to Southern California. Remarkably, she survived the crash. What's even more remarkable is that she survived for a week down on the rocky coastline. This is news. I just heard this yesterday. I'm fascinated by it. I want to know all the details because I want to know how did she keep her mind about her, keep her wits about her. She was barely injured in this crash. I mean, this is significant. Just the impact alone, right, is enough to do some significant damage. But then she survived for a week, and I don't know, but maybe she sheltered in her car. But what I read about, I thought, that's just brilliant. She took a hose out of the engine compartment, like a radiator hose. She must have cleaned it out well. And then she used that to siphon water from a nearby stream so she'd have hydration. And she was smart enough not to try to do something not smart, like climb back up with an injured shoulder and try to climb. Like, that would not be a good idea, right? Or maybe if I swim, I can get around whatever is here or whatever. She seems to have not panicked and stayed where she was with the hope and expectation that someone would see her and rescue her. Wow. And here's what happened. People who were walking, there were search teams and things happening because her family recognized that something happened. We don't know where she is. And so, but there was fog. So, you know, helicopters and planes couldn't really see. So they didn't find her. But people who were walking along, campers nearby, saw some wreckage of her vehicle in the ocean, on the rocky shore or whatever. They saw, you know, there's a vehicle down there. And they went back to their campsite. They called, and rescue came. Exciting and fantastic. Now, how does that connect with us? Jesus came to seek and to save. Jesus saw Zacchaeus. He saw the guy up in the tree, but he saw more than that. He saw past the things that would stand between God and Zacchaeus, the sins that Zacchaeus had committed, the walls and barriers that he may have built, the expectations that Zacchaeus had. Jesus saw right through all of that and saw who Zacchaeus was. He knew him by name immediately, and he knew that Zacchaeus was one with whom Jesus could have a relationship. So he stopped and addressed him, And that transformation began. He went to his home. And the crowd was upset about that. There's a couple of things that are happening here, and we can read right past them without catching these things. In Jesus' time, it was considered socially unacceptable for a man to run. Like, men don't run. I don't know how they handled the Olympics at that time. But for a man to run was dishonorable. And so when Zacchaeus runs ahead, dishonor. When Zacchaeus climbs a tree, that's not an honorable thing for a man to do. But Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, so he did it. And then for Jesus to enter the home of Zacchaeus, a known sinner. Like, we know about Zacchaeus. He's the chief tax collector, and he's rich. Where'd that money come from? Right? So the community has already prejudged Zacchaeus as one who is unworthy, and it's dishonorable for Jesus to even eat with him. What Jesus answered, though, the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. First, Jesus saw Zacchaeus, like the people walking along who saw the car. Jesus saw Zacchaeus, and he offers forgiveness. Every year, group VBS, the structure of it is pretty similar each year. And each year, Thursday is the day that we remember Jesus' crucifixion. And so this year, Thursday's message was, when you do wrong, Jesus rescues. We do things that are wrong. We get off course. We drive onto the rocky shore. We wreck it, right? And we need Jesus to come along and rescue us, to offer us forgiveness through his death on the cross, like he does. Jesus didn't judge Zacchaeus and condemn him. Instead, he rescued him. We're saved. Ephesians chapter 2 says that we're saved by grace through faith, not from things that we do. So this young woman who's, down on the rocky shore, she wasn't rescued by her own efforts. She was rescued because someone came and rescued her. And Jesus is the rescuer for each of us, because we would all be stranded and dead in our sins and trespasses were it not for the God who saves, who comes to rescue, to redeem, to save, to restore. We're actually going to begin a new series next week looking into the book of Ephesians and who we are in Christ. And this verse about the saving grace of God in Jesus is important to have in our minds, as our identity is reflected in that. Jesus offers forgiveness, and Jesus changes lives. This week was exciting. We had all this joy and sound. The sound of VBS, you just can't capture very easily without the 200 kids here to, so we can all experience it together. But this is what it looked like. The lower right picture was a day that I went into the gym. I thought I would just walk through the gym, and the kids about this size were all playing with beach balls. And the next thing I knew, there were a half a dozen kids around me who were trying to hit me with beach balls. And then within 5 minutes, there were like 14. And so then I found a gap in between all these kids, and I took off. And there's 14 kids. I was like the Pied Piper. And these kids are chasing me with beach balls, and it was fun. It was really fun. It was a good time. Getting pelted with beach balls isn't something that I'm going to do every day, but on one day during VBS week, it was absolutely worth it. And the joy and the excitement and the sound and the happy sounds of kids for VBS, it's something exciting. For Zacchaeus, a wealthy tax collector, chief tax collector at that, his life was changed to the point where he was giving away half of his riches, refunding anyone he'd defrauded. And it's a reminder that we're not saved by the works that we do, but that Ephesians 2:10, immediately after, you're saved by grace through faith, not by what you do, says we're God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works which he prepared in advance. Zacchaeus immediately was doing something good with a resource that he had, responding by giving. And that's what we're called to. A life that's changed. But more than that, an eternity that's changed. An eternity that reflects the grace and love of Christ that we receive as his gift to us. We've been rescued. Amen.